What's our handle?
I thought I'd be really great and just throw it over to Chloe. We'd be like, bing, bang, boom, bam. We're such a good team. But no,
our listeners, that they don't want bang, bang, bing. They want bang, boom, boom, boom. Hello and welcome to a soundbite episode of Can You Hear Me? Where we talk about life, career and the ins and outs of the voiceover world. I am Chloe.
I am Holly. Hello.
Oh, you sound really...
How many times? Guess how many times Chloe took to do that introduction? First it was like she cracked up laughing halfway through. I was like, no, you have to start again. And then the second time she just completely went rogue. And you still said voiceover world, not voiceover industry, but you know, it's okay.
Listen, we've got peeps all over the world listening.
Oh,
so I'm being inclusive, Holly.
Well done, you woke individual you. welcome to another week, another episode. And what are we talking about today? We've got a soundbite episode today, which is just me and Chloe having a bit of a gas bag about a chosen topic. And this week...
That's fine.
That's a drum roll. This week we thought we'd have a chat about working with different personalities and being able to adapt your own personality, basically, or you're adapting to a room or adapting to the people working with.
Reading the room, I suppose, yeah?
Yeah.
And working out which parts of your personality is going to suit that room best.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's quite a good way to put it. Because we realized the other day you did a job with somebody that – you spoke to me afterwards and you were like, is this the same person you had a job with a few months ago? And I was kind of quite put off by them in the
not
way.
In like, not that they were rude.
No. Like it was just, let me explain what I mean.
For the lay people out there, I haven't had to say that for ages.
It was just, I think it was just like a trigger in me to make me feel self-conscious, because I then started questioning, oh, was I shit in that job? Like, did I do something wrong? But it was just that way that person works, their
energy.
Yes. And they're in a very fast-paced job. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way that they do things, and then it's not a reflection on me. And then you worked with this person.
Yeah, it's funny. I worked with this person, and when I was in the booth, I was like, oh, I think this is who Holly was working with.
Yeah.
And I have worked with that person a few times, and that's totally just their jam.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
the vibe. And you sent me a message and you were like, if this is the same person, don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't even give it another thought. It's just the way that they are. And that's not a bad thing. It probably makes them extremely efficient at their job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we just have to deal with the fact that sometimes, like, there's no time for things like niceties or I don't know. What do
I
you think?
Know. It's tricky because I think it's wrong to say, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, suffocate yourself, because our personalities will often be the reason why people do book us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a fine line between pretending to be someone that you're not and kind of snuffing out if you're a big personality, like, for example, me. I don't think – there's been moments where I've had to kind of dial it down a little, and I think especially in the beginning, because I cover a lot of nervousness with chat and big personality, you know, and there are times when you're in the booth when it's silent and you can see them chatting and there is part of you going, ah, do I need to like chit-chat and talk? But
something?
No, you need to be quiet, and I've only learnt that through years of experience of either being told, it's all good, Chloe, we just need to talk, or I don't know, I don't even want to say not getting booked again, because you've got no idea if it was to do with the fact that you spoke
No.
A lot. Or you just don't know. So I think I don't feel comfortable saying change you depending on who you're in the room with.
No. And that's not what I meant. I just meant like don't take it personally if there's no time for chit chat or there's like this, the nature of this industry, some of it, and the commercial world in particular, is super fast paced. It's like these people have to churn and burn their work so quickly. They'll have so much stuff crammed into their day. So the quicker they can get you as the voice artist in and out, the better for them. So rather than me taking that personally and being like, oh, maybe this person just didn't want to talk to me. They didn't like my energy. They didn't like the way that I worked. It's like, no, take a step back. It's not all about you, Holly.
What?
It's just this person doesn't have time to pander to my ego.
And you know what? Some of the people that are in that faster-paced churn and burn area of our industry often aren't the ones that are actually booking you. So you'll be booked by, you know, they're the kind of larger corporations. So someone else is actually booking you. They are literally there to get the best out of you as quickly as possible and then move on to their next thing.
Yeah.
Making friends with them isn't necessarily going to get you more work. So it's kind of this kind of calculation you do when you walk into the room, right? You're kind of going, okay, I'm walking into the room, quick read, are they like uber professional? Are they up for a chat? How many people are in the room? Is the client here? Have I met this person before? Are they going to be the ones that are messaging my agent and going, hey, can we book so-and-so for a job? Or are they, does that get done by a different department? So there's kind of all these questions that have to flick through your mind super quick as you're like, hi, you know?
Before you even focus on the job.
Yeah. And I think it's just incredible. I don't even think it's big. I think it's incredibly subtle adjustments that you make. Basically, how you do different reads, right? You're not going to give them three totally different reads sometimes, but quite often it's just a subtle adjustment.
Yeah. So, that's a great analogy there, Chloe. I like that.
I don't know.
Changes to your personality that adapt to the room. So I had one of those experiences the other day on a Source Connect call. And this is the trickiness with tech, right? So with Source Connect, it's not Zoom. You can't see each other. Yeah. So I had a moment where I'd done a read and I'd been doing a few takes of whatever script we were doing. And then the other end, they'd jump on and give me some feedback, or I'd be able to hear them chatting amongst themselves. And there was this one time that they played the take back and then it was just silence. And I waited for like...
I hate those.
I waited for like... I don't even know. I want to say like 30 seconds. 30 seconds is a long time.
It's a long time when there's silence.
I waited for what felt like a long time and I was like, hello? Because then I'm like, maybe there's tech issues at play. I don't know. Was I cut off?
Is it me you're looking for?
Pretty much.
Singing for a really long
time. And then eventually, like I was waiting for quite a while. I was like,
oh, they didn't even respond to you when you said hello?
No, it was still silent. And I was like, fuck, maybe I've been cut off or they've been cut off. And really, at the end of the day.
Hang on, we're just having a chat.
Yeah. And that's not a big deal if I was cut off. Like, they'd probably just send me an email, we'd reconnect, whatever. But eventually they came back on and just, like, continued like normal. And they must have been chatting amongst themselves. I'm just like, oh, I should have shut up there. I should have just stayed quiet. But who knows? That's the trickiness when you're going into the tech world and doing everything online. But, again, it's just reading the situation. And then there was another instance.
And can I jump in there before you give us another example? I think this also feeds back to trusting that you've done all the preparation you need to do and you are going in there as your best self. I don't want to get all like best. Oh, actually, no, I do want to get best self up on my best self platform. Fuck.
On your soapbox.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you know that you've warmed up properly, you are giving them what they're asking for.
Yeah. And I felt good in this job.
You felt good after that one. Yeah,
in this particular. Yeah, I felt pretty good. Like, I knew I'd done a good job.
Yeah.
But again, it's also trying to keep that ego in check, or that imposter syndrome that's always telling you, because it's human nature to think, do they like me? Am I the problem?
But remember what our lovely friend Steve said, they're not there to make friends. They're there to get a product. They're there to pay you for your voice. They're not there to be your best friend.
Absolutely.
And I think that's sometimes where it does get tricky, because networking, it's, you know, it's advertising. Everyone's all about networking and being pals and being buddies. But at the end of the day, they're paying for us to do a service, and that needs to be at the forefront of our mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Such an important thing to think of. And what I was going to say before is it's this fine line is quite a tricky line to walk, as we mentioned. So you've got to find the balance between staying professional.
Professional.
Likeable. And
I think you meant like a bull.
Like a bull.
Cow bull. I'm like,
you don't want to go in like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have thought that a bull was particularly professional.
You want to be likeable.
Likeable. So professional, tick, likeable.
And, but there's part of you that wants to be memorable as well. Like,
memorable.
Well, that's what I think. I'm like, I don't want to just get lost as another voiceover artist that's just come in for 5 minutes. I'm trying to make an impression on these people so that I can get more work out of them. So it's like, how do I be all of these things, but also don't interrupt their flow of work too much and do my job correctly? So it is a difficult line to walk, but I think if we keep in mind what Ben said in our last episode, Woodsy, in his advice, he said, remember people's names. And so that's what something I did the other day on a different Source Connect call, job, where there were a number of people on that call, like lots of clients. And so at the start of the call, I have a whiteboard in my booth. Sarah
Good
Albury,
one.
Power of the whiteboard. And I jotted down all of their names so that then at the end of the call, and I just, because there's so many people, like you can't be talking too much in one of those calls, right? So I did what I had to do, did my job. And then at the end of the call, I said, see ya, name. Thank you so much for having me. And
I
thought,
so good.
Thanks, Woodsy. That was your influence that made me think to do that.
Oh my God, he'll love that, right?
Yeah.
That's great. Good on you.
Yeah.
And I find I also, if I've worked with a soundie before, I'll, because they're seeing so many people all the time, I will often try and remember what either what the job was or if it, I was in there with somebody else. So I'm sorry.
Your last one, you mean?
Yeah. So this person that I saw the other week.
That the one that we were talking about.
Yeah. So when I went in there, I was like, hey, blah, blah. It's been a while. I think the last job we did together was with blah, blah, another voiceover artist for blah, blah. And this person was like, oh, that's right. Oh, that was funny, you know.
Ah, memorable. There
memorable.
You go.
Yeah, so memorable, tick. Likeable is tricky though, right? Because
You can't.
What's likeable to some people is not likeable to others. Like some people would
really
find me incredibly annoying. So I have to read that and tone it down.
Yeah. And same with everyone. There's always
same with everybody.
Like you're not going to get along with everybody that you meet or everybody that you work with. So yeah, likable is a hard one to be able
to
judge.
But I think it is a personality trait that you need to have in this industry. Like you can have all the training or you can be doing all the right things vocally, but if you're not so great with the networking or socially, you know, I think it's great now. Like some people can kind of hide behind the tech, but, you know, there are some people, and I've got some good friends in this industry who are just like, I can't do the networking things.
Yeah.
Because we do have like occasional drinks and all that sort of stuff.
It's hard.
And oh my God, they
it
are
is
so
hard,
aren't they?
Yeah. But it's
so
also,
hard.
Like you said, it's a personality trait that we need to have, but it's almost a skill in itself that we need to work on.
To work the room.
So hard. And adapting and reading the room and becoming a social butterfly, especially how much harder would that be if you're an introvert compared to
absolutely
but even if you're an extrovert, like you have to tone down certain parts of your personality. It is a hard skill, and it's still a skill that we need to learn and practice, and so we need to be getting out there and networking and failing at it so that we can get better. Yeah.
I think I've told this story before, but it was just after I'd had Ruby, and we had like a Christmas party in Melbourne. It was like a networking kind of Christmas party. And I'd been diagnosed with postnatal depression at that time, but I desperately just wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I walked into the room. I started feeling a panic attack come on. I said hello to my agent. I then went to talk to one person. I was like, no, I can do this. I'm really good at this. I've always been great at this. I can do this. I started a conversation with someone and they didn't really want to have a convo with me. They were there with their partner or daughter or something like that. And that, like, looking back on it, that's fine. They were probably nervous. They were probably like, oh, my God, this person's talking to me. What do I do?
Yeah.
But straight away I went, oh, my gosh, I'm out of my depth. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom, started crying, left.
Yeah.
And that day has stuck with me for so long, for so, so long. So has now what I do.
How has it stuck with you, though? Like, has that, if we come back to the conversation that we had with Deanna, has that stuck with you in you were judging yourself, or have you been able to assess that coming from more of a non-judgmental viewpoint?
Oh, no, looking I look back on it. Well, looking back and I go, oh, my God, you're in such a dark place. Like, fucking 100%. Congratulations for even going.
I know.
Holy moly.
Okay, good.
And then I go, it's funny, my little tips and tricks that I do now. Like, I'm a very outgoing, extroverted person, but I still get so nervous walking into a room of people that I don't know, particularly when there's other people that have been around for ages and they know, you know.
It's intimidating.
So my little tip is, and, you know, where you see that person for each other is take a date.
Yes.
So quite often, you know, if there's something going on in the industry, Holly and I'll be like, we're there. Annie Maynard has been my date before. That
Lovely.
Was when I just had Eloise. Like, she goes, I'll be there, like, look out for me. Beautiful Colin Cassidy, he's always there
legend.
To see me when I walk in, you know. So
that is so true. And before I had you,
who was your date before me?
Well, I think I was only still pretty fresh just before COVID hit. So I'd only been able to hit maybe a couple of social events. But, yeah, I was so daunted. I was, like, completely by myself. Didn't really know anyone. I knew my agents, so I stuck around my agents for a little while.
Yeah.
But Carly Joyce from Sound Kitchen was my date during
awesome.
One of those events. And we had quite a few beverages and we had a really good time. And actually, I think that's the night that we mustn't have met, but we were at the same event when you were super, super pregnant.
I was super pregnant sitting, on a table with some hilarious people.
Yeah. And I didn't meet you, which is a bummer, but.
Yeah. And I think actually Kathy Ogden ended up being my date. We'll
oh, yeah, I was
that.
Hanging with Kathy that day too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah,
so, yeah, that's such a good idea.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, message somebody that you know kind of in the industry and just say, I'm really super nervous about this. Can we either arrive together or can I look out for you?
Yeah.
And people are always so open and understanding because everyone's a bit like, oh, God, you know?
Yeah. Everyone's got a little bit of the icky feels.
Yeah, don't get too drunk.
No, probably not a good idea.
And, hey, if you need to, just have your three conversation starters. I think you use Google conversation starters and just have those three little questions.
That's a good tip
in your
too.
Head. Why not?
Yeah.
Why
but
not?
Also, you don't have to make it all about work either. Like,
no.
You can bring a bit of yourself in there.
Yeah, which is great. That's why being pregnant
to learn about
is great.
You.
Like, I think I met the most people the night I was heavily pregnant with, must have been with Eloise, because it's a conversation starter.
Well, that'll be me in my at our next, we've got a networking event coming up.
Food. Yeah.
And I will be very heavily pregnant at that one. So.
Actually, I haven't told you this conversation and we're kind of getting a bit off track, but I'm sure everyone will love hearing about this. We've kind of started a little bit of something, Holly, because you and I are in different agencies and quite often, which is totally normal, people from each agency kind of hang with the people from their agency.
Yeah.
However, because you and I are doing this podcast and quite often we turn up to things together, it has started this kind of crossover between artists of different agencies. And I was speaking to a mutual friend of ours today about this event that's coming up. And I was saying how we're quite keen to go out for a meal afterwards. And this person said, oh my gosh, that sounds like the most amazing thing, because we will have artists from both agencies, and she's incredibly keen to meet people from like the agency that I'm with. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And she was like, that's such a wonderful idea, and you guys are doing such a great job. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, not all about us, but a little bit about us.
How nice.
Yeah, so I just think, yeah, breaking down the barriers, babe. It's a wonderful thing.
100%. Yeah. Because we're sweating. Not all. Yeah, I am sweating, but I'm also like, so I'm scratching my armpit. I am sweating and I'm also scratching myself. You know, we're very open with each other, Chloe and I. You know
I cannot
what?
Wait until when this baby start. Comes and
should
you're
going to
be breastfeeding
off?
Her. Yeah, have you got any milky bits then?
No, no milky bits on my boobs today. But I got, check out my belly hanging out. Hang on.
Those boobs, mate, they are massive. Oh, look at her. Oh, hello, Bobby. Oh, I can't wait to squeeze her. Like, not squeeze her, but like smoosh her when she gets out.
Squeeze and smoosh. You can do both. Just don't
be
hurt
gentle.
Her. Don't shake the baby.
I won't shake.
That's
the
what
baby.
They tell you. Anyway, we went off on a little bit of a tangent there, but basically, you have to develop the skill to learn to read the room. We kind of went a little bit into networking and stuff there too. So
yeah, but I think it is. You're networking when you're in the room, in the booth, on the Source Connect, even when you can't see each people, each other.
Yeah.
And then you take those skills into those networking events, which are so daunting for everyone, I promise you.
Yes,
I promise
so you're
you.
Not alone if you're
even
feeling
the clients,
those feels.
Quite often I'll say, like, randomly chat to clients and things like that, and they're like, oh, we always get nervous coming here and all that sort of stuff. So
it's
anyway.
A human thing. Phew. Phew. We're not alone, people.
Just own it, right?
Yeah.
Own it and everyone just goes, oh, yeah, me too.
Exactly. We're all human.
Now, before Holly perspires and falls over, we're going to wrap things up.
Oh, we have to do our reminder thingy about boobs. Reminder? Speaking of boobs.
Oh, speaking of boobs. Speaking of boobs, we actually cut this out of the last episode because it was very long because fucking Ben Woods talks so much. Jesus Christ. That was a 3-hour episode and I had to cut it down to, what did we get to? Like an hour,
hour
and a half.
And 15.
But do not fear, listeners. I have kept the snippets of gold that did not make the episode, which we'll be releasing at a different date.
Intriguing.
But yes, this is actually a reminder to get your boobs checked. I've had pain in my breasts. I've had it for a few weeks now and I was sort of like, oh, what do I do? Went to the GP and they were just like, go and have a mammogram, even though I'm not even 40 and I think that's for women over 50. Anyway, went and had my mammogram, came back, and the pain is from an infected milk duct that has been there since I last breastfed, which was 2 years ago.
Insane. Have they been sore that entire time?
There's just
or it's
been
just
this
been kind of like dormant.
Little pain that is gradually going from my like, what hand is that? Left nipple that's just gradually getting longer and longer up into my armpit. And
yeah,
now there's
right.
kind of like a thing in my armpit. Yeah. And so then when hormones kick in, that exacerbates everything. So just a reminder. Doesn't matter how old you are, just go and get your boobs checked.
Absolutely. Well, get your boobs checked, but also check them yourself.
Oh, and do you check?
Yeah, because
I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to be doing it now.
Well, just a simple Google
you
search.
Just Google it, right?
Yeah, and they'll have images and tell you what to do. So what I did is I actually put it in my calendar. So I've had people in my life, unfortunately, would you say touched by breast cancer? And, yeah, it's a really, really important thing for us to be doing, ladies and gents. Smaller percentage in
gents,
but, you know. I've scheduled it for the first of every month. I've got a reminder. It comes up and it says, check your boobs. Mm-hmm. And it takes a couple of minutes. You got to look in the mirror and see if there are any visible changes, but then also just kind of like checking the quadrants, going up in underneath your arm. If there's any changes at all, just go and get them checked out. Go to your GP, no matter your age. Yeah, you should be doing this. So this is your reminder, listeners, if you have boobs or a chest, so pretty much to all of you.
If you're a ooman.
Check your boobs.
Touch yourself up at least once a month. Am I right? Am I right?
And on that note, I think we'll wrap it up there.
No, I'm joking.
Woo! Yep, definitely on that note. Let's wrap it up. And if you liked what you heard today, please subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps us grow. And go and give us a follow on our social media pages. What's our handle? Our handle is, I thought I'd be really great and just throw it over to Chloe. We'd be like, bing, bang, boom, bam. We're such a good team. But no, our handle is at canyouhearme_podcast.
Our listeners wouldn't want that. They don't want bang, bang, bing. They want bang, boom, doom, doom,
doom, doom. They know us by now. And we have a Facebook discussion group. So go and do all of those things. And
enjoy. Have a great week. We'll see you in a fortnight.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye. I love that we can think. We actually think. We truly believe we can just smash out a 15-minute episode. Like.